Good morning. Hey, we are going to get it wrong. A little Jason Aldean to get the country music going here. And for the big conference we got happening, matter of fact, Kevin, my buddy, is Jason's agent. And so I met Jason when he was 16. I was on the phone with Kevin yesterday or the day before. And you're going to hear a lot of great stories all the way back to when his dad was Elvis's first agent. How about that? So we're going to hear a lot of cool stuff. But hey, today we're going to keep going down the same path. I'm assuming, and I tried to reach Bree beforehand, she may be on here, Lucas or one of you guys, that we'll be getting maybe any final details out about the conference. I know Thursday night, it looks like we're getting close to 200 people for our $100,000 dinner, which is going to be incredible. But anyway, we got good stuff going on. Music, money, and marketing is just a day or two away, and we'll get rolling here. But today I'm going to stay on the path of, the same stuff that I've had people, it's funny. I talk to people and they say, man, I've never thought about doing, 9 months and 3 months. And I'm like, why? Why wouldn't you be thinking like that? I mean, that's what I always think. I always set my goals like that. And always, I always think big. Okay. Usually, this may be small a little bit. I mean, if you look at some of your production, realistically, you should be doing 9 months and maybe 2 weeks, right? All right. If you're not working the way you need to be working, hey, keep plugging in. We're going to continue doing all of this stuff. We're having great success with all of the client education series. I'm gonna get Steve to get some numbers for us. You're going to get to meet Steve. Me and him were talking about our journey building Sales Team Pro. He's going to be on the program on Saturday. So that's going to be cool about, we've been working together for over 3 years and have never personally met each other and built Sales Team Pro out like this. So that's pretty cool. Conference a few days away. I did, for those of you who are on Saturday, I announced our closing guest speaker. This guy, man, I'm going to tell you, Saturday morning, it's just funny. Saturday, we had our kickoff meeting and I announced that Bill Dorfman was going to be here. And Bill calls me right during our event, sent me a text and he said, hey, when can we talk about next weekend as far as what it went and all that stuff? I said, well, I'm doing a Zoom. I'll be off in just a minute. And so I call him up and I hear all these like violins playing and all this kind of stuff. And I said, where are you? He said, I'm at the Parthenon. I said, you're at the Parthenon, like in Greece? He's like, no, in Nashville. I'm like, no way. All right. And so anyway, he had forgotten I lived in Nashville. And so I went and met him Saturday afternoon and we talked for a couple hours. I'm telling you guys, you're going to love hearing what he's doing. I mean, it's just, this guy is, he is a big thinker and is going to do a great job. And he's got a great charity that I'm going to encourage all of you guys to participate in because it goes right along with us. It's called Leap and it's all about entrepreneur developing. They go in the it used to start out the rich kids. The parents sent them for a week to LA to learn how to be an entrepreneur. Matter of fact, Hector and I talked. Bill Dorfman did Hector's veneers, and Hector spoke at the Leap conference and stuff like that. And but now what they're doing is they're taking sponsorships and they interview these different inner city kids and they bring them in as well. Spend a week in LA at UCLA, and then they teach them how to be entrepreneurs and even fund them. How about that? Some of these people, but look at the, this is, he's got 1800 5-star Google reviews. How about that? You think that would sell? All right. And these are just, and this is a roller. If you go to his website of all the music people and stars and stuff like that, so here's a guy that took dentistry. All right. Think of a dentist. And now you got a guy like this, that's got 1.3 million followers on his Instagram. And he's going to tell you stories like crazy. If you miss out, this is going to be the greatest event you've ever been to. 9 months and 3 months was our kickoff for October. You know, I talk about this, and the question is, can you do 9 months and 3 months? So let's start looking at it, the investment market right now. This was something that just came out. Fidelity Investments just went, and it showed number of Fidelity plans. Now, keep in mind, this is just Fidelity that has a million or more in their account. If you look at the yellow, that's IRAs. Back in 2017, you had 126,000 IRA accounts. Now there's 342,000. So in 4 years, think about this. All right, if you go do an appointment and the balance is three times as much, do you have to do three times as much work? How about that? All right. So realistically, you should be doing 9 months and 3 months just because the markets are going up the way they're going up, stuff like that. So in Fidelity, they have 412,000 accounts, 401k accounts with a million or more in it. And they have 342,000 IRA accounts with a million or more in it. Let me give you some examples. Right now, the average 401k balance, 129,000. All right. So if you meet somebody and they have a 401k, they have an average of 129,000. 412,000, you know, millionaires, million-dollar 401ks, 342,000 that are without that. So, I mean, and if you have a 401k and an IRA, I mean, they talk about the number of. So anyway, think about that. We have 400,000 people out there that are waiting for us to meet them and talk to them and then one day move their money. All right. I had an appointment 2 weeks ago where the Federal Employees Group deal, thrift plan, they both work for the government. They both had a million. How about that? All right. And so there's so much business out there. So can you do 9 months and 3 months? That's the question. And you absolutely can. And you can start moving. And then what happens is once you stretch yourself, you'll get to a point where you take that as the new norm. All right. I always like to manage my business. I want to make sure that my lowest month of the year is higher than it was the year before. And my highest month of the year is higher than it was the year before. And then that way I can always, you know, then I start knowing what my bottom is. You know, the last few months I've been just playing golf and having fun and messing around and really didn't do any personal production to speak of. And, you know, really didn't do much of anything. I mean, I played so much golf and, you know, stayed 16 days when I went down to Orlando, then I went back, did it again like a week ago. And, you know, I've been doing all this kind of stuff. And so I made 53,000 in September. And that was my low month. All right. For the year, I didn't do anything. And I thought, okay, well, I'm going to get 9 months and I'm going to do in the next 3 months, I'm going to do my production. I've done 5 million in the last 12 months. I'm going to do it in the next 3 months. Might as well do that. Finish year off good. Right. And get things going. So anyway, think about that. The opportunity is available to do it. So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into more detail on this 9 months into 3 months, because I really think that a lot of you, you don't believe it. So I'm going to talk about it. So the first thing is we do best practices and best execution. So when you think about that kind of thing, you know, I think the most important thing that you can do to improve your business is to get on a consistent schedule. Your schedule determines everything. As soon as I leave here, I'm going and meeting a client that it's a $900,000 transaction that I'm going to finish up at noon. And then I've got four more. Yesterday, I started at 7 a.m. working on some stuff, and I had at my last appointment at 5:30. So Mondays and Tuesdays, I work like crazy and get things done. So you want to, one of the first things I would be talking about is that you want to work like a lion, not like a cow. Don't graze around all week. All right. What you want to do is get on it and go kill it, make it happen. I mean, I don't believe for a minute that to get 9 months into three months that you got to work 7 days a week. I think you'd be surprised All you got to do is start looking at the number of appointments and the number of transactions you've done and push it into, hey, I'm going to do it. What if I do 9 months and 3 months and do it in 3 days or something like that? And so start thinking that way, get breakthrough practices and then do execution. All right. So you get breakthroughs by going out and doing things that haven't been done before. This weekend, you know, I was yesterday, my buddy Bill Noah, who you guys are going to get to meet. Bill and I are, I'm going to do an interview with Bill. And Bill is a sleep apnea doctor. And he is in the middle right now of a patent. He's got these daggum sleep CPAP machines, every kind under the sun. And he's got all these little hoses and all this kind of crap going on. And I'm like, and he's got his computer up there. He's like a scientist on this stuff, but he's patenting things. All right. And stuff like that. So he's doing breakthrough things to get people to use this, that machine, if you've ever dealt with it. So let's say your base income is 100K. What would you do if you just optimize one area? So think about that. Would it be a 10% increase? I mean, that's what we're talking about. So now let's start out. I'm going to start today with your image. The most important thing that you can do is have credibility. Without credibility, you can't do anything. You can't move people. And credibility is earned. Your credibility comes from the way people look at you, the way you act, the way you follow up, the way you do it. So your whole business is built around the way you're viewed. And so we always talk about image. Your image and credibility is the key. So some of the things that I would say is take a look at the way you dress. Take a look at the way your office looks. All right. Take a look at if you have a website, what it looks like. Take a look at, you know, the, you know, it used to be when I had now we do all digital, but I had a copying machine and I was like, we had a service contract on the copying machine because I didn't want to hand out copies that look bad, because if I handed those out there, I'm trying to sell you on making $100,000 a year or recruit you, but I can't even afford a copying machine. All right. That makes a decent copy. I looked into all those little details when we wanted to, you know, really get our image right. I had people come from the men's shop to teach our guys how to dress. All right. And I had everybody wearing suits because I walked out of a meeting one time over. I was in this hotel and I saw these people walking out, these really sharp dressed people. And I found out it was an Amway meeting. I was like, wait a minute, thinking, what are these guys doing? It was Amway. So the first thing you want to think about is your image. You want to look right, dress like our art used to say, you got to look like something. All right. And what that means is you got to look like something. And so you want to continue doing that. I told my son, you know, when you're young, all right, you better really dress sharp or better look right. Because if you don't have any credibility to begin with, but you don't want to add to it by looking that way. Second thing is you work on your thinking. All right. What are you doing to work on your thinking? I'll give you some things I do all the time. The way I come up with content for our Tuesdays, I'm always listening to podcasts. You know, I'm listening, I'm coming up with ideas. I'm thinking, all right, you know, optimizing. I listened to a podcast and this guy talked about, work twice, work half as much and make twice as much. I'm like, it goes right up my area there. And then I started thinking about this. I'm thinking, what if we can, why wouldn't you do 9 months and 3 months, right? So the first thing you got to do on your thinking is stop thinking small. Start thinking big, start thinking, and what's big to one person is small to another, but you got to improve your thinking. If you're not thinking 10 times where you're at, you're not even thinking. And how do you improve that? Well, what happens is you go and you start working on your self-improvement plan. I would say to you right now that podcasts are probably the thing that I would recommend more than anything. And then also get you a news feed. I have a news feed. I got this millionaire deal, you know, off my news feed. I have an Apple phone and I pay for the service and what, I don't know what I pay for it, but I get that. Okay. And then the other thing you can do is you can listen to some of these books that are on tape. And then that way, as you're moving along, you're always listening, get you a good set of earplugs and start improving your thinking. All right. Your thinking is your ability to overcome, you know, adversity. And one of the things I used to do when I was coming up, I was saying, you know, if I were in this, if, you know, I'm in this situation, I'm whining and, you know, whatever, what would Art Williams do if he was in my situation right now? I'm going to act like Art, or I'm going to act like, back then Hector was one of my buddies. Like, what would they be doing right now if they got the same situation thrown at them? How would they handle that? All right. And so you want to work on your thinking. You want to work on your self-improvement. Your self-improvement should be along with you. It's the part of your thinking, but your self-improvement should be designed. All right. I remember John Maxwell became a good friend of mine. And the way it happened, it was funny. Joe Plumeri, back in the days, Joe and I would butt heads on everything. Joe was the CEO of Primerica. Anyway, Joe and I, not a good guy, by the way, but Joe and I would butt heads all the time. So I went up to Pinehurst, and he thought any guy that was a motivation, anybody other than him that was in front of a room, okay, was nobody. And so I think he did it just as a way to kind of throw me over there with the, but he put me in a golf tournament, and I got paired with John Maxwell. And John Maxwell and I started playing golf together. He was at Thomas Nelson publishing all his books, which was in Nashville. And every time he came to Nashville, he and I'd play golf, and I went and played in a couple of his golf tournaments. But one of the things John did is I back then we had cassette tapes, and John had 5 cassette tapes and a rubber band that he carried along with him every day. All right. And it was Monday through Friday, and he wanted to listen, and he picked out in advance his self-improvement plan. And so every week he had 5 cassette tapes, and one for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then on the Friday over the weekend, he'd pick out 5 more that he's going to listen to, whoever it was, wherever he's getting them from. And he always had that thing going on. Can you imagine if you said, okay, over the next, you know, year, I'm going to spend, you know, an hour a day proactively doing something, not just randomly, but start your week out, plan your self-improvement, where would you be? You'd have, you know, 1800 hours of self-improvement and learning. I recommend you go to Jay Abraham's stuff. I recommend you go into type in financial advisor training. You can do that. You can do life insurance sales. And I mean, there's so many things. All you got to do is just go in and do it. So now we're working on getting our thinking right. I can tell you right now that if you get up in the morning and you're listening to something like that, the chances that you're going to act better that day go dramatically up. Your product offerings. How do you maximize your product offerings? You know, my take is this, you know, if I can get in the door, I can do a lot of things. You know, I had a claim yesterday, and this was a claim from Cumberland Furnace, Tennessee. Can y'all imagine that? That just give you an idea. Cumberland Furnace is a little outside of Dixon, which is out in the middle of nowhere. And so we had this a call, and it was a claim, and it was a $400,000 claim. Now, keep in mind, these people have no money with us. This was a life sale sold by an agent that quit. I have no idea anything about a call up, but I said, it's $400,000. Start talking. Next thing you know, that claim, which used to be, by the way, we would get claims. Nobody ever did any business on claims and stuff like that. I did a $1.1 million rollover on a 401k from a $100,000 claim. Today, I'm getting $900,000 off a $200,000 claim. All right. So all this kind of stuff. Well, next thing you know, these people, they got farm worth 400, and they had another $1 million of coverage outside of us, 1.4 million, 401k. And now I've got that. So your insurance customers only, many cases have securities, your securities have insurance that you're not getting. You've got all these different things you need to be thinking about. How are you positioning yourself on your products? How are you marketing yourself? How are you going about finding ways to maximize the way you do things? If you lined up every one of the different products that we have to offer, how could you go out there and optimize that in order to get more business and to get more appointments and to get more referrals? So you start thinking about that. So now one of the things that happened about this is that she has two, as a son and a daughter. So what did I do? I said, well, with this amount of money, you need to have your son and daughter involved with us. So they'll know what's going on. So now I've got an appointment in 2 weeks, giving them time to get all this money in, to meet with the son, the daughter, and her. That takes it down to the second level. The son has two kids. And so you start thinking about, that was a claim. I remember one time I had a call in and these people wanted to change the custodian on their little, Utma account. And I get in there, and the reason I did it is someone had died. All right. And there was money that they were going to get, and they changed it from the dad, the grandfather that was custodian, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, your product offerings, your product knowledge, I would encourage you to learn about different things outside of the product, but what the product does. All right. So I'll give you an example. I had a client of mine that she passed away. I've been talking a lot about dying right now, but anyway, she put in had 200 and it went to 900 in an annuity. And because I understood the way annuities work, we were able to split those annuities and then set up lifetime incomes to avoid all the taxes and divide them out over the life of the two daughters, which were in their 40s. So you want to learn that. If you don't know, if you don't understand how a variable annuity works, or a fixed indexed annuity, or compared to a fixed annuity compared to the bank, I'm going to give you an example how I explain that. I'm just kind of rambling here, but I know a lot of this stuff is things that, you know, you're like, all right, give me some info here. So here's what I always tell people. The stock market has averaged 10%. I have a chart and it says 10% at the top. And the question is would you like to insure your money in some way or not have any insurance? And so first place you can go is I write a bank. And a bank, you have FDIC insurance. It's federal, your principal and interest is guaranteed by the FDIC. So the question is then, how much did the insurance cost? Well, if the market is 10 and you're getting 0.2, that means you're paying over 9% for the insurance. Now, that seems pretty expensive to me. That's very expensive insurance on your money, right? Now, we can move from there and move to an insurance company, and we can put it into, say, like a fixed indexed annuity. And what it is the insurance company backs it up. If the market goes down, it's tied to the market, you get zero, so you can't lose money. If the market goes up, you get a participation rate. But the bottom line, you're probably going to get about 5% compared to the 10% market. So it's much less expensive insurance. It also has some other benefits. You can tax defer your money. So now what's happening is you're saying, all right, that's that insurance. Now I can go with one of these, what we call buffered annuities. They call them different things, to where this one is tied to the market. You get the upside. All right, but they've got 20% insurance on the downside, and that's going to cost you, 4% or 3%, and you're going to end up, so it's cost you that. So you got that. Then I go to a variable annuity, get all the upside and all the downside. All right, but it's going to cost you about 2%. And then lastly, we can go with a mutual fund and just be up and down with no insurance. So Mr. Client, my question to you is, do you feel it's important to maybe have a portion of your money in something that has a little insurance to it? All right. And they say, yeah. So here's what I'm going to recommend we do. And that would be the way you would. And if they say, no, I'm fine. And so great, we go strictly that way. So that would be the way I would explain products. All right. I'll give you another example on life insurance. If I talk to someone about life insurance, I talk to them about income protection. And so then what I do is I take and I've got this little form and it says, so how much do you earn? All right. Well, I earn $50,000 a year and you're 40 years old, 45 years old. So if we don't make if you don't get a raise, you're going to have 20 years. I think 50,000 times 20 years. So your future income is $1 million over the next 20 years. And do the same thing with the spouse, 50 grand. You're both making 50. You have $2 million in future income if we don't get a raise. Or another way we can look at that is that's your P&L, meaning that you are going to make 2 million, your family is, you're going to pay your expenses, save money, and then that's going to give you money left over for retirement. So my question to you is this, all right, if something happened to one of your incomes, what would it do to your P&L for your business? Well, if you're just saving a little bit of money now, what's it going to do to you? It's going to wipe you out. So what we do is we buy something called income protection, term life insurance, and we can insure that $1 million for a lump sum of $600,000 each. All right. And we go through that. And I say, so now for $600,000, we can do $600,000 each. And if we invested that, if something happened to either one of you, it would pay that 50 grand a year out for the 20 year period. All right. And your P&L in your family business is going to be intact. You're going to still have enough money to live and pay your bills and save some money so you can retire one day. So now, would it be important to you to make sure that your family's P&L is okay, that it works? And they're like, yeah, that works. All right. So let me show you what we're talking about. Well, right now you're making about $8,600 a month or $8,300 a month. We can do this for $92 a month. Let me give it, put it in another perspective. We can take 1.1% of your income and we can insure the entirety of all of your incomes. Don't you think it makes sense to put 1.1% of your income to protect 100% of all of your income? Yes, great. Then let's go ahead and get started. So that would be a way that I know how I present life insurance. It's very simple. All right. You know, who wouldn't invest, put aside, doesn't it make sense to put 1% of your money aside in order to protect the entirety of your entire family business and your income? Because that's really what you are in doing that. So start learning how to present, all right, products. Get good at product knowledge. I'll give you one more product knowledge. When I meet with people, one of the things I always tell them is the become an owner, not a loaner story. And so what I do is I say, well, most of us, what we do is we take our cash and what do? We loan it to the bank. And so when we walk in the bank, you've probably had this happen to you. You walk in the bank and the banks, you walk in and the banker says, could I borrow some money from you? And you're like, you've had that happen right now. No, it never happens, does it? They call it a savings account, but in essence, all you're doing is loaning the money. So now we loan that money out. And, you know, if you ever were going to loan money to somebody, first thing you'd want to know is, am I going to get it back? And they say, absolutely. FDIC insured. Number two, all right, what are you going to pay me? Well, we're going to pay you 0.2%. Or another way to look at it is if you leave $1,000 here, we're going to give you $2 in a year. And you're like, well, that's not much. Yet people loan money to the bank all the time. Then they turn around and they loan it back to you on a house. And you're like, wow, interest rates are so low on a house. So they loan it to you at 3%. They borrowed at 0.2. That means they made 15 times on it. Now, if they loan it to you at a credit card, we're upwards of, 400 times. All right. So what happens is it would be better to become an owner and own the bank than it would to become a loaner and loan to the bank. Would you agree with me on that, Mr. Client? Yeah. Okay. I would agree with you on that. So the question then is, how do you own a bank? Right? Well, you just own shares of a bank. So now what if we told you we have a company that we will take your money and charge a small percentage of your money in order to put it out there and to get the best banks and the best companies out there? That's called a mutual fund. right? So let's talk about that. So that's the way you explain things. So these are ways of, and what you want to do is you want to, if you notice, my presentation is very low key, laid back, consultative, teaching, that kind of thing. You want to get yourself in a position to where what you're doing is things that cause people to want to be attracted to you. So it's like this, you're not doing that. You're not, you know, slamming people. What you're doing is you're educating, teach, educate. You'll see great results by doing that kind of stuff. So that's your product knowledge. So I would go in and say to myself, where do I stand on a scale of 1 to 10 on any of these areas? All right. Do I really have a plan? And so I talked about this Saturday. If you want to self-improve, the best thing you do is you go find the problem areas and improve them. All right. Don't work on the things you're pretty good at already. You want to look at the things that you're not. And you start going through this, and before you know it, you're like, wow, I'm getting better. Then you start asking questions. All right. Questions are very important. If you ask good questions, you'll get engagement. For instance, I'm talking to that lady yesterday that had all of the, you know, her husband had passed away and all went through this whole thing. And I said, well, from what I'm seeing right now, if it's okay, you know, based on what you told me, you know, we got 400,000 of coverage. And then in addition to that, did you have any other insurance coming? Oh, I got another $1 million. Well, if it's okay with you, I'd like to ask you a few questions. And then that way might be that I can help you. Are you working with anyone regarding your money? And she's like, no. I said, well, okay, if it's okay with you, let me ask you a few questions. And so I get a better picture of what's going on. I started talking about that. I started talking about the new the proposal and the tax laws that will take from $11 million for estate taxes down to $2 million. How about that? I mean, that in itself, these people are out there, you know, into a situation that goes to two, which is what's being proposed. They are, you know, subject to estate taxes if they don't take and do the right things. And so I would encourage you to find a good attorney that you can refer to and that they can refer back to you, somebody that's good with estates and stuff like that in your different state. So what I want to do is I want to ask good questions. All right. Mr. and Ms. Clyde, if something were to happen today, do you feel it would be important to be fully insured and protect your income? And they're like, yeah. Okay. Would it be important enough that you would set money aside on a regular basis to protect that? Yes. All right. At that point, they just did it. All right. So these are things. So what I'm going to do over the next few weeks, I'm going to just do teaching on this. We may talk a little bit about Sales Team Pro, how you go about doing it. Mitchell called me yesterday or the day before and said, what do you mean by do transactions rather than doing appointments? And so one of the key elements to growing your business the way I like to do it, I like to just meet with people that want to hand me money, and I want to meet with people that are already pre-sold and stuff like that. So if I meet somebody, you know, I just put them in my database and I start dripping them. And then over a period of time, they get ready. And then what happens is I'm just focusing on my database. And then by the time they get to me, you know what? They're ready to do something, and I'm not having to teach them what's going on. I'm going to give them enough background information. You know, I do things like a podcast, my radio show. I do all these different things that builds my image until one day when they finally reach around to me, they're ready to go. Now, keep in mind, I've got 10,400 names in my database. So what you want to do is start upping your numbers into your database. And then what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing things come about that'll blow your mind. You know, if you send out an email to 10,000 people and you get a 2% response, well, I mean, that's 200 people. All right. So what you want to be thinking about is how can I up my numbers? You know, everything is all about getting more data, better data. And then you follow up and follow up and follow up until one day all right, the people are ready, or something happens in their life, and you've been just nice and educating and doing all this kind of stuff. And one day you wake up and there they go. So anyway, what we're going to do now, I'm going to take this cheat sheet for pretty much the rest of the month. Hopefully this stuff is stuff you guys want to hear on how, you know, it's the way I do business. I mean, I've always been educate more than anything else. That's been my goal, is to do something like that. And so what we're going to do now, we've got some of our speakers. I'm going to call on, let me see if, see what we got. All right, let's start. Hey, all of these people are going to be at the Sales Team Pro Conference. And so I want to just kind of call on Stephanie. Do I see Stephanie up here? Stephanie Dorman.
Yeah, I'm here.
So give us some good ideas about, you know, where you're going to get your 9 months into 3 months and stuff like that.
Well, I really like to blitz. And I think a lot of people underestimate that and try to focus on one thing at a time, whereas I'm trying to do multiple things at a time. So I'm doing client appreciation seminars. I'm doing Zoom seminars. I'm doing a bunch of campaigns. Obviously, I'm working on the federal campaign, the senior healthcare stuff. And I've got Hannah, my assistant, helping me that with that. And then the team working on doing it as well. So it's trying to not only create momentum for myself, but for the team. And obviously, the team is nowhere near as active as I am normally. So if we can get them to do their 9 months and 3 months, then we've really got something going.
You know, I got a call from a friend of mine about that email campaign about, you know, they're going to lose the job and stuff like that. 25 years at BMI. And they're like, they don't get their COVID, they're going to lose their job and stuff like that. I'd like to hear, guys, if you sent that out, I'd like to hear also any responses if you got on that. So anyway, great job. Hey, we're going to have, I guess you're going to be in the panel, right? Is that right?
Right. The women's panel. Yes.
And the women's panel. So guys, we got a women's panel. I mean, Kristen's done a great job putting all this stuff together. Janine Martin, I saw your big long email today. I hadn't had a chance to do anything with it. What's going on, Janine?
Okay. So I'm super excited about this weekend, super excited about just putting 9 months and 3 months. And the since I've put that schedule together, it has forced me every day. So I have a little alarm on my phone, when to stop, when to start, when to stop, when to start. Right. I've gotten all my calls in the morning instead of scattering it like a cow grazing on my calls throughout the day. So I got all birthday calls done this morning. I used to skip the kids' birthdays. So now I'm texting the parents. And just reaching out to them saying, hey, listen, happy birthday. It's your son's birthday today. We have your UTMA set up. We need to get back together, review the account. So I'm not letting any stone go unturned. I've signed up for the home seminar. So they have a home trades show here in Georgia. So after your Tuesday call where you were talking about that, I signed up for that. That same day, I've signed up for the fall and spring festivals group. So I get all of the, I pay an annual fee and they send me every fair festival outing that's in Georgia. So I can start signing up for the booths. So not only taking advantage of the asset center management, taking advantage of the birthday calls, but also just getting out, getting back out, seeing people. I've ordered what you used to do when you did the festivals and the fairs in Nashville. You had those, like the money things that you would put up, and it had money yep. all over it, and the props. So I went ahead and ordered those. So I have those for the festivals. I have a table cloth with Primerica on it. So just preparing to, like Stephanie said, is to just blitzkrieg everything, what he used on Saturday, right? Is just massive marketing and getting in front of people, putting more names. I want to beat your 10,400.
Yeah. I might have to get, Steve's not on the call. I'm going to have to get Steve to get me the numbers and see who's the biggest databases in there. You know, one of the things that what you're really doing, guys, when you're doing trade shows, you're being a retailer. Think about that. And what do retailers do? They go out and they advertise to get you to come to their store. So one of the things you can do with your email database is you can email people in your database, letting them know that you're going to be at specific trade shows and to stop by and say hi. And many times they'll bring people out there. When we've done these trade shows, I've done that. I've advertised it, you know, on the radio and say, hey, stop by and see us at the booth and that kind of thing. So there's just little things. So what you're doing is you're adding one thing to another. And so that's an idea with your database. Say, hey, I'm going to be at XYZ. Stop by and say hi. How about that? Just things like that, that kind of move your business along. And once you believe in the database. Guys, back in the days in the 90s, I paid a guy to build my Access database. I spent like 15 grand for Microsoft Access. So every time a call came in, we gathered the data, and I had like 40,000 names of people in my Access database before email. All right. And so I always knew then that way you could always follow back up with people you never knew what was happening. So good job. Let's see who's next up. Randy Weddle. Are you there, Randy?
Randy. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. So give us some ideas on the 3 months and 9 months.
Well, I think that you're always going to start with the end of 3 months. Gonna start with the end in mind. So, I mean, the key is, you know, schedule, and it's your habits and routines. So really working with, you know, I've got my habits and routines, but working with my people on that, helping set up their daily schedule, you know, which is prospecting the first, you know, first thing, getting that done, setting up their weekly schedule, their monthly, and then working with them on the year. And so, you know, the big thing I'm talking to people about too is, you know, effort equals happiness. I mean, sometimes people avoid working. They don't feel good. They feel like crap. It's when they actually do good and work and get results, they feel better. So, you know, really work with them on block time. And then having them track their attempts and contacts. Because if they really looked at their numbers, I'm like Verdugo, I think we should be doing 2 million a month personally. I mean, and I did 560,000 last week on 3 clients. I think it's ridiculous. Right. If you're not doing 1 million a month and recruiting and stuff, I just don't think you're working. So, you know, if you look at attempts, you look at the contacts, how many appointments you had scheduled that week is what we're working with them on, appointments in the future, referrals, you know, in the pipeline, and the referrals that they got today to be able to add to the database with STP to have a business that works. So one day, you know, you don't have to. So,
you know, it's interesting about how many calls. So my son, who's 24, and, you know, I'm like, Harry, I'm not going to support you in your primary endeavor. You're going to do it part-time like I did and get a job. Okay. So he's got a job and he calls on businesses for, it's some kind of long story. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's about a $50,000 a year deal. They got him grinding $150 to $200 a day. All right. And I'm like, that's the perfect kind of job I want him to have, because, you know, 150 to 200 calls a day. If you do 150 to 200 calls a month, okay, in Primerica, you make money. I mean, most people make 2. All right. And so anyway, but you're right. It keeping up, tracking it, you know, dialing for dollars. And, you know, and then, you know, what you want to do is add also, you know, it's much easier to follow up on an email that you sent out. Hey, did you get the email that I sent you? I saw you open the email that I sent you. Right. And so now what you've done is you're, you know, getting things out there that are, something to talk about. And so you, hey, anyway, great job. And we got Randy on all these guys are going to be, you're going to hear from this weekend. What about it, Josh? What's going on, buddy? What do you got happening?
Hey, good morning. Wow. Kristen and I've like been talking, I don't know, for 2 weeks about this, about kind of who's speaking and that kind of thing.
All right, and by the way, guys, we got name tags for everybody.
We've got name tags for everybody.
Josh is the creator of the name tags. And so we'll see if you can, if you like them, go tell Josh. If you don't like them, Josh didn't create them, right?
Yeah. Well, my wife will be with me and you can actually thank her. It was just my idea. So good. She's the executioner on that project. So, but I'll tell you, I was listening and I'm thinking, by the time people come out of this conference, there's no question people are going to do 9.5 months worth of work in 2.5, because that's what we'll have left. Because I mean, the speaker lineup, it's just insane. Like no other event ever, without a doubt, ever in the company. So first there's that, but then I talked last week. It was funny. We did the same slides, Roy and I did last week and then this week. And just funny to see the two different like perspectives when you read the same stuff, how people digest things differently. But I'm calling everybody. I mean, I have one of my staff girls. I'm like, look, we're calling everyone, like a full-on frontal assault on our clients and prospects, right? So call, text, social, email. Like we are full-on assault in every direction because they tend to only kind of really pay attention to maybe half of those, right? So you want a full-on assault. So if you have people that you want to go get a hold of, you don't just send them an email. You call them, you text them, you email them, you social media them. You know,
and you drop in on them. And you drop in.
Drop in. Yeah, you go to the house, you send out some mail, whatever, you know, do it all. And that's how you're going to create attention. Something else I did, John Rulinendo speaking at the event with Giftology last week. I dropped over $5,000 in Cutco knives, sending out to all my top clients with their names engraved into them and everything as Rulin talks about doing. I was like getting those out. I mean, like, so that's what I mean. Full on assault. If I want to do 9 months worth of work in 3 months, so if I send a bunch of knives to some people, a couple of great referrals could do 9 months worth of work from a few great referrals, you know? So just kind of going crazy, Roy, just throwing everything at it.
Well, I mean, I mean, you think about it. If you, you do a million in business, you're going to make about 30,000-40,000 plus a recurring, you know, and I mean, and I don't know how many of those you sent out, but it's just all these things, guys, that are out there that you start investing back in your business. One of the things that Janine's doing, I listen to that. I'm like, she's putting money back in her business. And that's what you do. You always want to be marketing, advertising, making things happen. And then always hit them from all angles. Dave Deal, what's going on, buddy? What do you got going to get it done?
Hey, Roy. Yeah, I was the blitzkrieg guy on Saturday. And, you know, basically, you know, the definition of blitzkrieg is an overwhelming force, a concentrated overwhelming force at rapid speed. And, you know, in our business, of course, that means, you know, blitzing it out every way you can. And so we are with between seminars. We just had two seminars in 1 week, targeting different groups of people. We had a women in finance one, and then we of course had our education funding one. And now we have our church program getting ready to start. So, you know, we've got a lot of things going on, and it's in that concentrated time period to just, you know, expand and explode. And so if we continue innovating and then optimizing, your famous word, you know, that's going to be the key. And now to get our teams to do it too, that's where you'll really have an explosion. I know I have to lead the way, which I'm fine on doing. But I'm excited that, we're all moving in that direction.
Very good. And, you're going to hear from Dave. I mean, we've got so many good things going on. Anthony Miller, what's up, buddy? Anthony is, one of my original guys. He was around. And do I see Anthony? I saw him on there. Anthony, you're muted, bud. Gotta unmute yourself. Anthony Miller. We're not hearing you, dude.
Kristen, help him out. He's old.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Anthony.
That wasn't nice, Josh.
Yeah. We need to unmute him. Can we unmute him? Can't unmute him. All right. Anthony, when you figure out how the mute button works, okay, let us know. We'll put you on. Okay, who else we got here? Ray Binkley, we had a good talk yesterday, buddy. What's going on, man?
Well, you know, ever since you came out with that, you know, 30 days, let's do 9 months, 30 days with, or 3 months, what we did in 9 months, it really started getting my head thinking, you know. And like a lot of one of the people are talking about, you know, one of the things that I did is I really started thinking about, you know, how many functions did the cell phone replace? And I Googled it and it's 50 things. 50 things the cell phone has replaced. All right. Just Google that. All right. And I started thinking, you know, if that could cut down the speed and the time of the things that we do, because it's now at our fingertips. So we take this information, some of the stuff we talked about yesterday, and it's the little things. It's what I'm doing is I'm getting up 2 hours early every day. All right. One of the things you talked about is working on yourself. I'm getting up 2 hours early every day. You know, you make my list, or I make my list. I check that list off. What am I doing? Well, I'm checking every birthday. I'm calling every EOT personally. I'm also, you know, AUMs. But I really started thinking about, we got to get out of our own heads. For many of us that have been in the business a long time here in Primerica, you know, we grew up thinking, you know, 2 recruits and 5,000, that's big stuff. That ain't big stuff anymore. All right. If a cell phone can replace 50 functions and we've got all these things at our fingertips right now, and you know what you're putting on this weekend, Roy, my God, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what if we only do half that, Josh? We do 25 things compared to the 50 things that phoned it, right? So that's what's going through my mind right now and all the things that I'm working on. So I'm super excited about this weekend.
Hey, this weekend is going to be great. Hey, I'm going to be interviewing Bobby Hyde. And guys, think about this. You think about selling 5 life sales and 2 recruits. Bobby's got 2,500 home and auto clients, all right? And he'll tell you the story about it. But what happened is Bobby was in the real estate business, and he sold 3,000 houses himself, probably number one in Nashville it's ever been. No agents, just him. And then he's like, well, all of my clients have homes and cars, I might as well go back and do business with them, right? So he did that. And of course, Bobby, he did the home and auto because the real estate market crashed. And he was like, I'm never going to be in a situation. This is not the 2008 crash. Did it before that, to where my income, I have no recurring income. So he went and built recurring income. And then when the last go around, 2010 happened, Bobby had recurring income, and now he's accumulated 300 rental houses. How about that? 300. Think about that. Here's the, that's one of the guys you're going to hear from. 300. He did that. And he's like, I'm still old school. I just sent 20,000 direct mail pieces out a couple weeks ago. How about that? So we're going to talk about, that kind of stuff. So let's see who else we got up here. Dano Deck. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy. Doing well.
Give me some 9 months and 3 months ideas.
Well, 9 months and 3 months is really kind of going back through that database, like I talked about on Friday's Clubhouse, is just kind of looking at where are the numbers, what are the numbers, going back in there and doing a lot of follow-up with clients that are just kind of, they were in that 9 months activity, they just kind of falling through the cracks because it gets busy. And so following up to kind of peg those down, that's kind of what I'm focused on, to get those numbers.
Yeah, so guys, there's just, you just wouldn't even believe the kind of stuff that goes on. So Angela is a realtor, and so you'll meet her, but she, she hears me talking about all this stuff. And so she's made a phone, sent a text message out to one of her clients from 2 years ago. And the guy says, I've been thinking about calling you. And anyway, it goes over there. It's a $700,000 listing, and they're buying another house for $1.2 million. It's just kind of like, I'm just checking in, right? You never know, but you got to stay in touch with people. If you don't, okay, they will stay in touch with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's really all it boils down to. Whoever is in play is going to do it. Hey, Annie, are you there? I see your picture. Annie. She may be busy right now.
Anthony's unmuted now.
Hey, Anthony Miller. All right, buddy. Did you learn how to get that mute button undone? No, Anthony. Now he can't talk. Okay. Now he didn't have Miller. Are you there?
He's unmuted, but his sound's not working.
Okay. All right. Well, we're moving closer. Okay. We are doing much better. I'll give him credit for that. All right. Hey, Lucas, got a question for you. Lucas.
Yes.
So What's our music going to be like on Friday night? What do you got going on?
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. We got some country music. We got Michelle Poe's going to sing some Linda Ronstadt, and you know, she's got a pretty good little set list for y'all for dinner. And then my band's going to do some classic rock and some lots of different stuff. We're going to mix it up a little bit.
So Lucas, tell them about your who have you played with? And who have you been the keyboard player for?
When I started playing, I was playing with Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis and Bill Haley and the Comets. And, you know, I grew out of that, I guess. And I moved to Nashville and I played with Clint Black and Chris Young and played with Ashley Monroe for several years. And now I've got my own deal.
Yeah. So what about that? So that's our behind the scenes guy. And then Michelle Poe is currently and has been Hank Jr.'s bass player for going on 13 years, had her own record deal with Sony. And so that's our entertainment for Friday night, which is going to be good, along with Dan and Kristen are going to teach you how to ballroom dance. And so Kristen, I think what you need to do is do what you did to me that time. You know, after I'd had one dance lesson, we'll pick out the victim. But anyway, Anthony Miller, are you available now? Anthony, are you available now? I thought he was talking. All right. And he isn't talking. He tried to talk. All right.
I don't think Anthony has a microphone. That's my fault.
I think Anthony is off the track here. Mark Drake, what's
Roy.
Up?
Buddy? Hey, Roy.
Yeah.
Really quick, somebody's asking, what's the entertainment for Saturday night? Can you give a couple of ideas?
Guys, Saturday night, from what I understand, you got Earth, Wind, and Fire, and you got Chicken Fried. What's his name?
Zach Brown.
Okay. That's going on. But then you can count on Nashville. There's every kind of venue. Matter of fact, the hotel at Opryland will have all kinds of things. And we've got the shuttles going in and out. One of the things I'd recommended to people too, if you come in Thursday, that might be a good night for you to go to downtown Nashville and see Broadway. And for two reasons. One, it's not going to be as crowded, and the venue that we're at, Sambuca, is right downtown. And so you would be within, you could literally, if you wanted to, could walk. It'd be a decent walk, but, you know, maybe a mile away, something like that. So if you want to see downtown Nashville, when we get done with dinner, we'll go downtown and, you know, you can go down to Tootsie's and
go to Roberts.
Go to Roberts, Western World, and go to all of these kind of places. You got so many, live music everywhere that'll be there. So Thursday night would be a good night. Friday night, we're doing all of our entertaining. Another fun day is Sunday, if you're sticking around. Sunday is a good afternoon day because it clears out. Thursday night will be less crowded, and Sunday afternoon will be less crowded. Friday night, we've already got stuff going on. So anyway.
Hey, okay. Roy, do those shuttles run to the Gulch, or how will they get to San Diego?
You know what? That's what Bree's, I don't know if Bree's on here or not, but that'll be, what I want to do is get one more email out, giving people all the rest of the details, final, everything, that kind of stuff. So let me see here.
Roy, while you're looking, I had a question. Sure. For Saturday morning, is there any way that we can telecast that to the Sales Team Pro?
We'll think about that. We'll think about that because we are going to do some Zooming. We got a couple speakers coming in on Zoom, and we'll see about that. That might be a good idea. So, okay. All right. What else we got, guys? Hey, you know what? We got so much good stuff going on between now and Saturday. Let me see. We have one. Who? Aaron Fisher. You want Aaron? You there? Aaron Fisher. No Aaron. Okay. Dinah Carey. Are you there? All right. just gonna let somebody kind of jump in here and close us out here. But guys, hey, today I hope was good for you. Learned something. What we're gonna do this coming weekend is gonna be literally something never been done before. We've got 7 outside speakers, all of which. You know, I was out at my buddy Bill Noah's his ranch. He's going to send me some pictures of it, but 10,000 square feet. He's got an indoor riding stable. He's got, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, it's the kind of stuff that, you know, everybody dreams about doing is going out and building businesses. And every one of these people that are going to be speaking along with all of our field speakers they did it. They did it all by themselves. They didn't inherit money. They didn't any of that kind of stuff. It's all like the real deal. So with that being said, stay tuned. I'm sure a lot of you will get on the LFIC call. I will see you in Nashville probably Thursday night. Y'all have a great week. See you later.